Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Loosberg, your host. Thanks so much for taking time to tune in and listen today about more discussion on success. You know that saying, success is a journey. You get to decide what that means to you, where you'll go with your life, and how you will make little adjustments along the way on that journey to getting to your goal, to getting to your destination. You want to be more successful? Not happy with how it's playing out so far? Then take a look inside. Take a look at your thoughts. By changing your thoughts, you can change over to having long-term, steady success because it all begins inside. It's a mental exercise. It begins with our thinking, first deciding what success means to us. Is it a thing? Is it a goal to reach at the end of the month? Or is it a change in habit? Is it a change in a value, in a characteristic, in a skill? So being aware of those thoughts and then making choices accordingly. And then the actions that we take, it all adds up to success. Today I want to talk about the easy, effortless flow of being with our natural selves, finding out, uncovering, getting closer to who we are naturally, and taking some inspiration from Mother Nature herself, the natural of all naturals. This episode is called A Little Perspective. Have you seen a spectacular lunar eclipse lately? There was one a few months ago, and I happened to wake up just at the right time. I knew it was going to be very early in the morning, but I happened to wake up about 5 o'clock in the morning. It was a cool, dark, beautiful spring morning, and I could see that whole lunar eclipse while I was laying in my bed with the sliding glass door open, looking out. I could see the whole thing taking place. So there I was, laying in my bed, binoculars in hand, propped up on my pillows. What a treat that was. It was just amazing. Not just the phenomenon of the total lunar eclipse, but getting to think about that something so magnificent was happening way off in the distance, just perfectly, naturally, gracefully, all by itself. That's all by itself, without the interference from we human beings. Or is it human doings? Observing the remarkable Earth, Moon, and stars early that morning gave me a little perspective on the importance of more being our natural selves than all the doing that we get caught up with these days in our hectic lives. Now, I admit I have been a little too busy doing so much that I have forgotten how to regularly just be. Like the moon and the earth the other morning, they're just being what they are. Chunks of rock and gases that rotate, eclipse, get lit up and heated up by the sun while sustaining our very small, in comparison, human being lives. Nature is a fantastic classroom for us to gain a little perspective on how we fit into the grand scheme of things, this awe-inspiring universe. There is a connection, you know. We are, each one of us, part and parcel of the whole amazing system. Look out your window. Right now, humor me, just take a peek outside, get a glimpse of blue sky, green grass, green trees. See those flowers blooming, those trees swaying, and the birds perching? Look up. Notice the clouds, the blue sky, the bright shining sun. These things are our best teachers. They do what they do without any drama or struggle. You might say they're in the flow of life, just being what they are and doing what they do easily and effortlessly. So let me ask you, how easily and effortless is your life? Are you being true to yourself, following your innermost tendencies and gifts? Are you being your natural self? If so, keep it up. If not, or not very often, take some lessons from what's going right outside your window, right there in nature, where they are just being their very natural selves. I ran across a quote the other day I love that reminds me of some of the steps we can take to get back to being our natural selves. It's from Anne Lamott. And she says, almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. So that's the first step in getting back to your natural self, is to unplug. Lunch break, 10-minute coffee break, whatever it is during your day, a meditation break, a walk outside for fresh air, unplug. Leave your phone on your desk, at home, in the car. Unplug yourself. Get outside and take a breath. Take a deep, energizing breath and get inspired by some natural occurrence that you see around you. Maybe that's a soft rain falling, dew, morning dew on the grass, lightning during a storm, a river flowing, the moon, birds. Choose whatever feels good, is easy to see, inspires you, and study that. And notice that it's happening naturally without any interference. It's just taking place. Then think about something that you do naturally, that you are naturally good at. What is it? Maybe it's a talent you've had since childhood. Maybe it's speaking to a group, inspiring people, writing. Maybe you're especially talented and gifted at healing others or helping others to heal. Maybe it's your golf swing. Maybe it's your talent in the kitchen. Whatever that is, grab hold of it. Think about it. It's something that comes easily to you. And honor it. Know that that is who you are naturally. That is something you've been given, something that you are inclined to do, a tendency that makes you uniquely who you are. And then simply say thank you. Thank you for this unique, natural, easy, effortless thing about me that I can do so well. Spectacular. Amazing, magnificent, remarkable, fantastic, awe-inspiring. Those are words that I've used previously in this episode to describe nature. Let me remind you of something else, lest you forget. You, too, are part of nature, and those very words apply to you, too. Let me say those again, and put yourself into the context of these words. Spectacular, amazing, magnificent, remarkable, fantastic, awe-inspiring. And if you're having trouble seeing yourself in that mix of words, go back to thinking about your connection to nature. What is that unique thing that only you can do the way you do it? Honor that and know you too are part of the big picture. Think about your connection to nature this week as you go about all your doings, and remember to take a break and rest in the comfort of your being. Get outside. Feel it. Take a breath. Notice what's going on around you where there's no drama, no stress, no conflict. And you be part of that. Just rest and be who you are naturally. Gain a little perspective about you being part of this incredible universe. So there you go, some thoughts to think about as you go about your day, as you go about your week, thinking about the easy, effortless flow of life happening right outside your window and thinking how you can put more of that into your life. As always, you can get a weekly email kick, a little motivational reminder about success, by visiting my website. Sign up at debbieloosberg.com. Also, feel free to check out all my resources on my site, such as coaching and training programs. Please connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+. And remember, there's not one more thing you need to add. You only need to uncover what's already inside, that natural you, that inner success. Your success starts with you, your thoughts about it, and the choices you make and the actions you take. By changing your thinking, you can change your life. There's a you in success, in that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Until next time, have a great week.